Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we bless you right now. We give you praise, give you honor, glory. This is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for this divine moment that we have to be in your presence tonight, Lord God. Thank you for you doing exactly what you desire to do tonight. As we come before you tonight, where the table is spread, where the feast of the Lord is going on. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity. We thank you right now for showing yourself strong tonight, Lord. Thank you as we invite you in. Lord God, do what you desire to do in our hearts tonight, Lord God. We come submitted to your presence, Lord God, and we thank you in advance for what you're about to do. So, Lord, thank you right now as you search our hearts, Lord God. You know exactly what we need in this time, this very hour. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord God, for divinely ordering our steps in Jesus' name. Thank you for leading us in the spirit of truth. And we thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity that you've given to us tonight, that as we come before you, Lord God, we thank you for embracing the moment that we have in you, Lord God. Do what you desire to do, Lord Jesus, that we shall be witnesses in your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, as you cause us to be a light on top of a hill which cannot be hid. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for helping our light to so shine before men that it should give you all the glory and honor and praise, Lord God. So thank you that as we represent you correctly, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the proper impact, Lord God, in Jesus' name. So, Lord, thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God, for you showing yourself strong. Lord God, do what you desire to do tonight, and we thank you, Lord God, as our spirit is open to you, open to your instruction, Lord God. Thank you for leading us in your word tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So thank you for displaying your presence tonight, and thank you for moving according to your spirit and your likeness, Lord God. You know exactly where everyone is tonight, and you know exactly what we all need. And we thank you that you are the one that supply our need according to your riches and glory. You also give us desires of our heart. You said we delight ourselves in you. You should give us the desires of our heart. So, Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus, for you tonight, your presence, your anointing, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for even for the touch of your spirit tonight. Lord, thank you for moving the obstacles right now. Everything that's been in our way, everything that's been causing us to be hindered, Lord, we thank you for helping us to make us to go forth and not be stopped. In Jesus' name, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, but every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. In Jesus' name, so Lord, thank you. In the name of Jesus, oh God, for your presence in this time, this hour. Lord, thank you for your divine presence and giving us a holy relief, Lord God, as we embrace your presence tonight. Lord, thank you, Lord God, for bringing the answer to our prayers. In the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you for giving us clarity and understanding. As we go forth, as we pursue forth, oh God, we trust you and you alone. So, Lord, thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for your demonstration of your presence and your power in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for you giving us the answer to the questions that's within us. And we thank you, Lord God, as we trust, lean, and depend on you, Lord God, that you shall continue to do great and mighty things in your name, Lord God. Thank you. There's no good of our own. But as we continue to go forth to serve you, Lord God, thank you for the spirit of humility. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us the spirit of humility, that we be mindful, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And even as those who desire to help us, that we should not be stubborn in our own ways, Lord God, that we should refuse to help. But Lord, thank you for even for the divine instruction, Lord God. Thank you for giving us exactly what you would have us to, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let us not, Lord God, hold back, withhold any good thing from you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for helping us, oh God, to be the example, to be the proof of your presence, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you right now, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, for your presence tonight, Lord God. Do what you desire to do, Lord God, as we move forth in your presence tonight. Thank you for the manifestation and change now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for everything that's been said and done even this far, and it was going to be done. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for you doing it right now. Even as we speak, Lord Jesus, thank you for the difference and even the way making, Lord God. Thank you for making a way for us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for your awesome presence, Lord God, as you continue to do an awesome work. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence, O God, as you rest upon us, O God. Let your anointing rest upon us, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Do a work tonight, Lord God, that we shall continue to allow you, Lord God, to do great things inside of us because of your presence, O God, your anointing. Let your anointing rest upon us tonight as we hear your word, Lord God. Hear the word as we embrace the word, Lord God. Teach us your ways, O God, that we shall be honorable due to you, Lord Jesus. So So, Lord, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. We bless you and we give you praise and give you all honor and in the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen and amen. So we thank the Lord for his presence tonight, for allowing us to come together on one accord, for God to come together on this even the spirit of unity tonight. And we just want to encourage each and every one as you continue to hear the word of God, as you receive the word of God tonight, allow the word of God to work on you, work in you, work through you in Jesus' name. So Lord may have his desire filled through us in the earth. As we continue to go forth, let's continue to be that example that he has called us to be. Be encouraged to each and every one, and we thank God for you having a good week, a good weekend. And as you get ready to go to this new work week, amen, that you shall be encouraged, you shall be on fire, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So we thank you for just continue to seek after the Lord, but to continue to stay with him in spite of the challenges. Because sometimes the challenges come and make us have a second try to make us have second thoughts or even second guess God. But we have to be adult in this matter and know that no matter what happened, you will have us covered in the name of Jesus. So we're covered by the blood of Jesus. We allow the blood of Jesus to work upon our lives on purpose, or for reason. That way, so we can stay in the right frame of mind and even the right frame of heart in this time. So we want to get ready to get into the word tonight. Thank you all for being on. Amen. As we get ready to go on, go forward to every word. Amen. We want to start with the prophetic moment. Amen. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1. As we go there, Genesis chapter 1, we want to take a look in the word and see what thus saith the Lord. Amen. All right. Amen. Okay, so we want to go to Genesis chapter 1. And we're going to start at verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. And the earth was without form and void. And the darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Amen. He said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness called night. The evening and morning were the first day. Amen. All right, so we want to just deal with this here. I want to focus on verse 3. And God said, let there be light, and there was. And there was. So light. So looking at light is all got to work together tonight, because as we begin to go into this word, I want to encourage you with the fact that, you know, we have to remember, we are the gatekeepers. We are the ones that allow things to happen, or we are the ones who initiate some things to happen as well. And some things will not change until we speak, until we release it, until we let it go, until we declare, decree. See, something. The thing about a declaration, when it comes to the word of God, we cannot declare anything that God has not. If God has not declared it or has not been declared by God, then it is illegal for us to try and declare something and expect the work that God did not say. God is not obligated to back up our opinion. He's only obligated to back up his word. So when we're declaring and decreeing, now let's make sure, first of all, we're declaring and decreeing anything that he has said. Not so much ourselves, what we want. And wanting to make it sound like it's part of the religious and culture. You know what I mean? We try to make things be something that it's not. But that's not God's desire for us. You know, when the world was in the situation, as we look at the scripture, he said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth, and the earth was without form and void, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now, see, there was a situation going on. The earth was created, the heaven and earth, but it was without form, and it was void. It was not in the position to be productive. It was not in the place to bring forth. It was not positioned to do what it needs to do. In this time that we're in right now, we got to remember and know that we need, in order for things to happen the way it needs to, the way God desires it to, we have to be in position. We have to we also have to do some things too. We also have to be proactive. We also have to be intentional when we do, when we make our steps. Not only in making our steps and saying what we do and doing what we say, but we have to be punctual. We have to have a passion about this life that we have, because life will throw some blows, and you know, and if we're not position right, and we're not mindful, it could throw us loose. So I want to say this, and I'm going to tag this squared on. God says, let there be light, and it was light. The same way how God, his word was productive in coming through and making some things happen. This is our prayer for us as well, that the word that come out of our mouth, that we shall continue to do what thus saith the Lord. We shall be the examples. We shall be the kingdom ambassadors that he's called us to be on this earth. That we have such a walk with God that when we open our mouth, things have no choice but to happen. Things have no choice but to be moved. Things have no choice but to submit to the power in the word of God. So we have to position ourselves to get results. And how do we position ourselves to get results? We have to make sure that we are in alignment with God's word. Not only in word, but also in power and demonstration. We are children of the Most High God. Jesus is our elder brother. So on that note, we ought to be productive in the kingdom, with the kingdom, through the kingdom. And so because of this, the time has come, and now is, that we have to begin to embrace our place in God, our legacy in God, what God has given to us, he's bestowed upon us. He's never made us powerful to be powerless. God never made us powerful to be powerless. Let me say that one more time. God never made us to be powerful. I mean, never made us powerful to be powerless. His desire for us to walk in his authority, the power that he's given to us, amen, and let it all be fueled by love. And by the line, we cannot do anything without love. It will not be effective. All the works that we do will not be effective without love. And that's why we have to make sure that we're operating and functioning from a good place. So when we talk about flowing and being that mouthpiece for God, for being the one who says, speak the word, and the word come to pass, we have to be the one to be in alignment. We have to speak those things. We have to release those things. But we also have to do those things. Whatever is going to cause us to be in the right alignment with God, we have to line up to his word, line up in even our hearts. Okay, so coming down to the prophetic moment, just kind of setting it up, but this is where we're going. If we don't begin to spend more time with God in His presence, we can't do effectively what He's called us to do. If we don't spend more time with God, we can't say what we need to say and to be effectively the way He designed for it to be. If we don't come up and align in our relationship and walk with God, we could not and cannot demonstrate God's presence, His power, His anointing by just showing up. Because we are there in that place with Him, then we're in that place before everyone else. So I encourage you tonight, remember, God never made you powerful to be powerless. I hope you get that by your spirit. And if you don't remember anything else, remember, God did not make you powerful to be powerless. He made you to be a force to be reckoned with, especially when you come down to the enemy. The enemy should never be able to hold you. Yes, he may try to frustrate you, he may try to bring all kinds of things at you. But I believe by the power of God, by the anointing of God, that each and every one that's on my voice, that your word now matters. It always mattered. But we were just out of position to be effective for God. I thank God for divine alignment tonight. That as we come in the fold, we come in the divine alignment, and we line up with the word of God. That we line up with the will of God, first of all. And we align with the word of God. That it shall go forth. It shall not be hindered, nor shall be stopped. That we shall be effective in the name of the Lord. That we shall walk up and tread upon waters. We shall do the impossible. We shall speak the impossible. And it all will be possible. In Jesus' mighty name. We are declaring and decreeing that we have the keys to the kingdom. That whatsoever be bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever be loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven. That we have the authority to operate in that place. We will not be moved by man. We will not be moved by evil tidings. We will not be moved by what people say, think, or feel about us. But we shall know a tree by the fruit it bears. And thank you, Lord God, for causing us in this season to be fruitful for you, Lord God. That we shall be productive for you, Lord God. That people will desire and have a good operation to come and eat from the tree that you call us to be, Lord God. Because we have been transplanted. And the scripture says in Psalm 1, talks about when he talks about us being planted by rivers of water. Not only we were planted, but we were transplanted. Planted, the word planted means to be transplanted. So we were transplanted by God from one place to another. I tell you by the Spirit of God, this place is real tonight for us. We're in this place. We have this opportunity tonight. Don't wait for tomorrow, which you can do for the day. Don't put off that which is already in your heart to do. If God desired for it to be so, it is so. So be encouraged tonight just to know that the word of God is nigh thee. In our mouth, in our heart, this is the word of faith that we preach. See, you are the one that have the measure, the power, the anointing to walk in that place. You are the one that God has set apart and set aside and set apart to be a blessing. You are the one that He selected on purpose, for purpose, by His purpose for Him, for you. There's no reason why you cannot serve the Lord, because He's enabled us, He's given us power to get wealth, to do all those things He's called to do. But sometimes we put more time in things that don't even matter. So be encouraged to know that no matter what your situation looks like, God never made you powerful to be powerless. That's a message all by itself. He never made you powerful to be powerless. Now, glory to God. I'm going to start with that. Now, let's get ready to go to the Word. We're going to shift to the Word. And I want to ask you to turn with us to Matthew chapter 5. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. So, we are here now. As we are here, we get ready to get in this word, Matthew chapter 5. And Matthew chapter 5. Okay. Matthew chapter 5, we're going to start in I'm going to go straight to 13. Amen. I'm going to just go straight on to the main part. Okay. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? If this were good for nothing, but to be cut, to be cast out, and to be trodden under foot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on the hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and hide it under a bushel. But on a candlestick it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may also that they may see your good works and magnify your Father which is in heaven. Amen. Let me read the last one again. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen. That was well said. The Lord desires us to be a light on a hill. Let's talk about being that light for a while here. Let's talk about being that example God is calling us to be. Let's talk about that person that God can go to get through to his people. Understand, God has given a lot of us the ability of and to have influence. There's some things that some of us will do, and there's some things that some people won't do. Comes to walking and being a light, you cannot be afraid of darkness. You cannot be afraid. The scripture says, I would not be afraid what man should do unto me. I should not be afraid of worry or concern. God knows exactly what he's doing and what he's doing. So, amen. So just know that this thing has been coming, amen. The enemy has desired to sift you as wheat. Excuse me. And part of the thing is because he don't want you to be that light. He don't want you to be that example, be that one that God can trust to turn to touch the heart of men because of your sincere desire to please the Lord. Amen. God is not mocked. Amen. We got to understand that God desires the greater inside of us to come forth. Amen. Some of us are still not even touching the surface of what God wants to do and how he wants to do it. But we live in a time that reality is, and in order for some things to happen, it's going to take that supernatural flow. It's going to, besides that, the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. But he said he will get those who delight themselves in him, he shall give you the desires of their heart. See, so our heart is aimed to please and help be reasonable or anything, any which way we can. But we also know that we also have to live. Amen. And we still have to allow the process of change to take place. Amen. Because if we make haste now, we move too fast, some things won't have a chance to fall through and follow through with her. Amen. So as we talk about life changes, as we talk about challenges in life, amen, we want to be in alignment, greater alignment with God, that he should be able to do what he desires to do, and we should not get caught Amen. We should not get caught in a bad position, but we should be able to stand firm and know that we are who God says we are. And we should do what God says we can do. Amen. There's no stopping for what God wants to do. Amen. So as you continue to go forth, be mindful that you are making a conscious decision and choice that no matter what happens, I'm going to stay, I'm going to be right here. I will not move. Amen. And God and the people can respect that. When we say what it is in our heart, and we can back it up with proof, and would not hesitate to do it. So thank you for hearing tonight. Thank you for hearing the word of the Lord. As we continue to go forth, we're going to touch some lives. We'll allow God to use us to touch other people's lives. We have been called to higher ground. We've been called to do greater than what we're doing right now. This is why we have to make the sacrifice, because some people, the generation after us, does not know how to please God in those ways. If one desires to learn, if one desires to know, it begins with the choice. Hallelujah. So, amen. So we just bless the Lord for what he's going to do. And the scripture goes on to say that, verse 12, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward which is in heaven, for such persecuted the prophets which were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, well, it shall be pleaded to be planted. So we have to understand that no matter what's going on in our life, we have to keep and be stay plugged with God. We cannot move all around and thinking that this is going to be it. We have to allow God to work on us, work through us, work in us, and allow those healthy, especially as long as we come lined up as we walk in the form, or and even when it comes to, as far as preparing ourselves, as we continue to take this journey in God, God wants us to be the example. He wants us to be the ambassadors. He wants us to be the ones who are not afraid to say, follow my lead. I'll lead you the way we have to go. I'll go forth in the crunch time and bring us forth on top. He is just that kind of God. Because his desire is for you to live, reign, rule, and opportunity that he's given to us. Amen. He's given us the opportunity to know him in the fellowship of the suffering. Amen. We want to know him in such a way that our life will begin to tell on us. We find our ways in the place of God, what he wants to do. As we continue to allow him to navigate us, to encourage our hearts, as we continue to go forth and do what thus saith the Lord, let us be mindful of the authority of God that he's placed in order today. Let us be mindful of the apostolic, Lord God, hey, hallelujah, that's in operation today. Hallelujah. Let us keep being mindful that the fact of the matter, we have been made in God's image, his likeness. So from the beginning, he's always positioned us in a place of power. When we choose to be double-minded and not listen, then we bring that down to something different. But as long as we continue to press on, just give me your best. God wants your best tonight. He wants you to be that light on top of a hill. He wants you to be that example. It won't be exactly like how Moses was, but the fact of the matter is God will give you your moment, your time, your occasion. Let him. We got to let him. We cannot let the enemy push us around or make threats. We're going to come through with promises. The promises of God are yea and amen. So we choose this day, this moment, this time, this hour to be faithful. We choose to be that one to embrace the Lord. So be encouraged tonight. Just know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. As we continue to go forth, let us continue to hear the voice of the Lord. Minister to us, Lord God. Let us hear you by your spirit and your might. Lord God, thank you for moving on opportunities you've given to us, oh God, that we shall not be afraid. Fear is not our portion. So, in other words, we're not going to be afraid to do what he's called us to do. Hallelujah. So as we continue to go forth, continue to know that they're going to, we're going to find ourselves with them. The animals is going to begin to follow, begin to come to you two by two, and here, and here, and as the message begins to come forth, God begins to heal your body just like that. Hallelujah. See, when we allow ourselves to be used of God, we allow ourselves to be an example. This is how God can get the glory of our lives, as we live our life before him. And we should allow, and then as we continue to go forward, we will not allow the enemy to steal any longer. I don't know about you, but I'd rather freely give up than the enemy taking and doing whatever they want to do. This is our time. This is our season. This is our moment. It's time now. It's time. So praise God. Amen. As we go forth, amen. Just know that the Lord is faithful. He's an awesome God. And he will not allow us to be put to shame. So, amen. So, amen. As we continue to go forward, I want to open the lines. If there's anyone who desires that we have any questions, comments, prayer requests, you can definitely come and bring forth with that. But we're going to go forth, amen, back to verse 13. He says, in the numbers, 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1 to get in the cue box. Amen. Verse 13 says, you are the salt of the earth. You have flavor. We have flavor. As a born-again believer, we have been especially made by the hand of God to be who we are. When we come to that place of identity and we embrace who we are in God, now we are taking on the true image of God, the likeness and truth. We begin to put those things on because of his presence so strong. And I notice in those times that I do take that time to meditate, day and night, amen, like he just sits down to do. I begin to see where the Lord is beginning to move on our behalf. Amen. He's going to call us and show us and tell us, amen, how be a testament of God, how God moved in this situation, how God touched the lives of those he needs to touch. We are the salt of the earth. He goes on to say that, but the salt lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? If you lose your influence, if you use the authority that God has given you, amen, and missed out and not allow yourself to be able to execute and learn and speak and do, we have to understand some things are because not that it was stopping us, but sometimes we, once again, stop ourselves. And we can do those things to ourselves and be in trouble. Amen. Okay, and he goes on to say, where we should be salted, is this for good for nothing? That's that part there, is good for nothing. We have to understand that God has called us to be separated apart, to be different. Now, people may have, you know, because culture-wise, people may be doing their thing. Amen, amen, it's okay. But the fact of the matter is this, it ain't going to be nothing unless we line up with the Word of God. We have to line up with the will of God. We have to line up with the plans for God. So as we continue to take this trip with me further, let us begin to go forth and say some things. But Lord, thank you for touching us right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Strengthen our bodies, strengthen even our mind, and even our hearts, oh God, that we would not be pulled on like a string, like a puppet string, but we shall wax strong in faith, trusting the Lord. Hey, glory to God. We must trust in the Lord with all our heart and lead us to understanding. So as we continue to go forward, amen, he goes on to tell us where we should be salted. Is therefore good for nothing. I don't know about you, but I don't want to blend with the world to where I'm good for nothing. And I know sometimes it's very easy to do that because sometimes we get put in position or some things may happen. And it may look good on our part if we do that thing. Or whatever it is God calls us to do, or be the example that he wants to be. You know, but sometimes we have to make sure that we pick our battles because of some kind of miscommunication. Now we have an outright battle because of what's going on. And that's not what God wants to do. He is not the author of confusion. So, amen. So tonight, just let the Lord use you. Just to touch these lives here, Lord God, we thank you for moving according to your spirit and your likeness, that we shall see your hand in motion. We thank you, Lord God, for your touch in the name of Jesus. Go forth, Lord God. Thank you for you doing what you desire to do as you touch each and every one of us, Lord God, to be that light. We will not be fearful, Lord God. Being fearful is not from you. But we choose to be solid. We choose to be healthy. We choose to be in good spirit because all kinds of things have happened. We could have gone south. But God, as we say, but God, we know what that means. Amen. So, praise God. Let's go a little further. This was good for nothing, but to cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Amen. She's been catching these challenges with these guys over here. Amen. So we just want to encourage your heart just to be strong and be strengthened. In the name of Jesus, oh God, thank you, Lord God, for touching your daughter, touching her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch her, Lord God, that she looks at, as she knows where we're going, in the formula, of God, what you want to do in our lives. Help us to be bold, help us to be mindful, help us to be direct, strict, when it comes down to doing the will of the Father. We've come too far by faith. It's time to operate and reign. Thank you, Jesus. But not as the people thought. Not as the way Jesus was, they were explaining to Jesus that, you know, hey, as long as I'm saying it, it's legal, it's good. But so we learned that even when being a light in this world, we also have to know how to submit to the greater light on the outside. Because we choose to be connected. We choose to follow you. Amen. We must do what's necessary to do to in order for us to survive or have all that we need to have. So glory to God. So as we continue to go forth tonight, we want to also highlight, he says that you are the light of the world, a city set on the hill which cannot be hid. So I don't know about you, but I know that it's easier to put it on than to take it off. So, amen. So as we continue to go forth, remember his name. Amen. As we continue to go forth, I'm going to leave a message for him. Amen. And as we get in the showers, and we'll let go and let God have his way. So be encouraged, each and every one. I'm going to say this. You are a light. You are the light of the world. A light that was never designed to be hid. God never got you or never had you in a place to where you have nothing. As far as we can only remember, he did place. And the thing is, we all have done some things when we were younger. But now, as an adult, we got to remember that. So some people, it's going to take a little longer for them. This is what we do. This is what we got. So be encouraged and know that the Lord is preparing the word in your mouth for that one who you're about to speak to. As we meditate on his word day and night, be strengthened. Dedicate to us. We go forth and do the will of the Father and without looking back. Do not look back. Remember Lot's wife. Do not go back. Remember Lot's wife. Do not go back. And if we don't be careful, mindful, we can walk into something that was not designed for us to walk in. So as we continue to go forward and touching, just moving and agreeing, we want God to have his way. Amen. He wanted him to have his way. So, Father, thank you right now for blessing, Lord God, this family. Thank you for blessing each and every one that's on the line that's here under the sound of my voice. Touch each and every one in Jesus' name. Thank you for causing the rain to fall through, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your anointing, Lord God. Destroy every yoke of bondage, anything that's not like you, Lord God. And we thank you for the victory tonight. Thank you for the honor and praise, oh God. Thank you. There's none like you, Lord God, in all the earth. So, Lord, thank you for that in the name of Jesus. We go come back and do. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, in advance for what you do. Amen. We thank God for moving according to the Spirit and not allowing the enemy to reign and rule and do all things he desires to do, because God has the final authority. His word is the last thing that we've seen. Lord God. Yeah, so, amen. So as we continue to go forth, touch those lives that you're touching. Amen. As we continue to get closer to that place, being liberty, the subdivision to the back. So as we continue to press forward, no looking back. There's no example that can line up to what we're talking. So Father, thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, for what you allow us to do, allow us to imitate, allow us to hear, allow us to move according to your Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the movement of your Spirit this morning. You are awesome, and you're mighty God. So, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. As we continue to speak the word of God, remember, the opportunity will come as we speak. There's some things that's waiting to be activated. There's some things that's waiting to be, you know, to be crystallized, to be formed in the wrong kind of profession. Amen. So as we continue to press, remember, you're not from here. So it's going to take a little more than that, because you are his specialist. So, amen. So as we continue to go forward, continue to touch, heal, set free, and deliver. Thank you, Lord God. God, thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We give you praise, give you honor and glory. Thank you for touching each and every one now as you speak in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for you moving according to your Spirit, oh God. Thank you for you causing some things to happen and along the way. All because of you, Lord God, you are calling us to be successful. You're calling us to make sure we do. But by the time you call us, we've already accomplished that. And even as we continue to be in the spirit of expertise, let's be mindful. Amen. Let's be mindful of who we're connecting with. Thank you, Jesus. So as we continue to go forward, touch, heal, set free, and deliver. So, amen. So, as we continue to go forward, let's be reminded of the word of God. Let's not lean on these things because they're still kind of unstable. So, but as we continue to walk and we get a death mark, amen. As we continue to sweep our lives, as we begin to push through some things, Lord God, that's been stacked up against us. Some of you right now are trying to move, but you're blocked up, you're caught up, you're tied up because some things have you covered in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one right now in the name of Jesus to break away everything that's been trying to illegally attach in Jesus' name. Thank you for the favor. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you for the heart as well. Amen. As we continue to press our way through, thank the Lord for his hospitality in the name of Jesus. And so, amen, as we talk about the presence of God, we thank you. Amen. We thank you for that experience in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for the movement of your Spirit tonight. Thank you for touching the hearts of men. Thank you, Lord God, that you should take it and you should run with it. Because you're fun, oh God. You're awesome. You're a mighty God. So continue to do a work. Whatever he's called you to do, get you far out. Amen. It's fine. Amen. As long as I know that you're on the way, we're going to fall through him. So, amen. So God bless you. Amen. For each and every one of you and who's here and some of my voice, and this is the moment in time that you may have to ask a question or whatever which way. Amen. Amen. So as we continue to press forward, to press through, breakthrough, amen, remember that you are not to be reckoned with. You need your own deal. And not everyone was allowed there. This is another problem. Yeah. So as we continue to go forth, be encouraging to one another. Particularly each other. Amen. Take a trouble on them. So, amen. All right. We're going to go forth now. Amen. If there's any questions, comments, or concerns, amen, about the word tonight. Amen. Amen. So we thank God for if there's anyone, we will open the line to you. If there's anyone here that wants to pray for whatever reason, then we're standing in a brick wall, and then we're standing almost like that because the enemy does not desire to move. All we have to do is desire. Amen. And he will straight. Thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we thank you, Lord, for just moving according to your spirit and your likeness, oh God. Thank you for you. Your victory is ours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So right now, at this time, I want to thank each and every one for calling in tonight. Now, I just want to encourage you all, be a light. See, when we're talking about being a light on top of a hill, this means that you're going to do, when we talk about being a light, you mean line up as God would have you to line up according to his word and in his word and choosing to follow his example, follow his lead. No matter some things that happen, we might get it around or go up, amen, but ultimately you should come back in tight formation. We are making, because of this unity piece, we are making a statement between man and mercy, amen. So let us continue to thrive in this truth and let him continue to thrive at school, amen, as we continue to press, as we continue to live, amen, yes, amen. So we need to learn how to live and not act like we're dead. So we have to basically trust him with all our hearts, no strings attached, all our hearts, and none of this should be in control. Amen, amen. So we want to go forth, amen, and then give you an opportunity now. So once again, holding the flag by the main course, and we want to quit. We want to stop and shift and move around. So as we continue to do that, let us hear what thus saith the Lord. As we continue to go forward, we will go in blood. So every time, Lord God, that we get used to going a certain way, you switch up. So thank you, Lord God, for you checking up on us in the name of Jesus. Oh, gosh. So, amen. Glory to God. So this thing is, so as we continue to go forward, amen, what's the size of the baby now? Okay. 37. Okay, so if we talk about 37 divided by 12, so those numbers don't look as favored, amen, as it is now the fourth hand. But don't let it be forgotten. Trust, lean and depend. Just know that God just made it all equal. But there's no such thing equal when we're talking about competitive sport. So as you continue to go forth, believe and believe that as you do this, kingdom style. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So we want to be that light on top of a hill which cannot be hid. This means that we have to spend more time with God. We have to be in alignment with God. We have to be in a position, technically, that we can get away, amen, for lack of a better term. We can get away, we can ruin, we can just do whatever it takes to get those tires, done. Amen, it's done, real done. So as we continue on, be encouraged, be, you know, no problem. Amen, continue to do your part, and if there's any questions, clues and ask me. So, amen. Be encouraged, amen, as you continue to go forth. Some of you are being in the process of being sculpted, shaped right now as we speak. Some of you have been under this work order for some months now, and God is working on you. He is causing things to begin to turn around. Amen. And we are not called to be movers. Amen. We're going to call those who are supposed to do this. Amen. it makes no sense for me to do other way. But at the same time, we're going to follow God. Amen. We're going to follow God. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to follow God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as we look forth to more drives, we look and see the word, you know, as it says about us being, you know, small, we talk about where you're far as different places, but it's so thick in the air and everything, people eventually get saved. Well, when it comes down to us being that example, being that one that he can call on and will have a talk man-to-man with him, these are the things that we live for. These are the people that we thrive for. This is the reason why we change. Amen. This is the reason why we have made remixed. Amen. He's awesome just like that. So, amen. So as we continue to go forward, be encouraged and know that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So as we also get ready to go forward, remember those who desire to be a blessing. Amen. Truly, we welcome you. Amen. And we also acknowledge the fact that, amen, that love has lifted us. Amen. Has compelled us and touch us to live and do with us with the Lord. Not even a year or a month later, but just a week. Amen. He's done more towards life than just killing him. So as we continue to go forward and be invested in this thing, we're going to see the hand of God move like never before. He's here to cause you to be separated and to do what you have to do. But we have to know that without a shadow of a doubt that God has put his word inside of our mouth for us to use it, to speak it, to release it. And that by itself is the keys to the kingdom, because if we cannot demonstrate with power, we might as well sit down. We should always be hungry going to church, excuse me. Amen. So be encouraged tonight. Don't let anything hinder you, stop you, or call. Amen. For forgiveness. As we continue to go forward, know that, amen, we will not be on next week, Sunday, but, amen, we should continue into the Word of God. Amen. As we continue to press, then we really try to persevere through this thing and not give up, not quit. But amen. So we thank God for the experience, but we now need the finances to go forward. So amen. So amen. Amen. So at this time, amen, we want to thank the Lord for each and every one, and we're going to have a prayer for those who are here and who are heard. So, Father, thank you, Lord God, for your word that we hear and heard tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for you and your presence, Lord God, to rest upon us in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that there's no more examples of man as we have been called by the enemy to give exactly the coordinates in Jesus' name so we can aim. So, amen. As we continue to go forth, be encouraged. And know this too shall pass. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I want the blessing. I want the judge and the jury. Amen. So, amen. As we continue to go forth, be encouraged. Be that salt on the earth. Don't let the earth be made ashamed. So as we rise up with power, rise up with strength. So, amen. So be encouraged. Keep updated on your progress. Amen. That we shall, you know, for times we may not remember to call, but you may call us to remind us or see us. Amen. So be encouraged to know that in spite of all the challenges we call to get here, amen, that we are living epistles. And we have been chosen by God to be here. Some even LTC, amen, we have to be careful because it's the way we, the mannerism that we carry ourselves like a man, like a teenager, and that's not what God meant to say. So, amen, as we continue to go forth, let us continue to be encouraged. Let us continue to be powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the desert of the Simon. So, amen. All right. So if anyone who has a question, comments, or anything at this time, the number 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. If anyone desires to pick me up, amen, from where we are. So thank you for in advance for you choosing to, amen. And we're going to move according to God's spirit and power of his likeness, amen. If there's anything the Lord wants you to have, is the fact that he wants you to have more. These journeys are taking place right now. So, amen. So as we continue to put our trust in him, as we continue to trust in him and lean and depend on him, we thank you for the results. We thank you for the firmness and promise. We just thank God for it. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes. Glory to God. Here we do. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So we were protected. Amen. But not too protected. We called in the closet. So as we continue in this war, in the whole race, thank you for helping us to be the same properly, for the proper language, for the condition to be right. Amen. As we continue to be a right before God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. It was salt. It was good. Now, so if for the enemy, we want to see the spy man, 1, 2, and 3. But we have learned to be careful with seeing those things. And how it may seem as personal. And it's planned out. Just know that you're not kissing by surprise. But amen. We're going to let them happen. So amen. As we continue to go forth, just know that God has a bounty on him. Amen. God has a bounty on him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So God bless you all. Amen. We're not going to prolong the time. But amen. If you would desire any requests that I've sent, I've released this far over the last few weeks, you're welcome to get it. For those who desire this, come on and get it. So amen. For those who don't know, just not. This is knocking time. So, amen. Thank you. So, as we continue to go forward, remember to get the promises of God, I yea, amen. And we believe in equal rights and opportunity for this to work. And just really, and to be honest, I think it's been the impulse of people. They don't feel conviction about how made up, but give them $1 million. Amen. And watch him work. Amen. Watch him work. So, amen, as we continue to press our way through, we're going to see a breaking. We're going to see a change. We're going to see one of those things that he's called us to do. So, amen. So, as we continue to go forward, stay in bosom. So, we thank the Lord for his tagging. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for you in the name of Jesus, God. Because of you, because of who you are, amen, you are enjoying this thing. Amen. So glory to God. Amen. So, amen, as we go forth tonight, remember, once again, he's bowed, he is in. Yes. Thank you, Lord. So, amen, we've grown for a long time. There's anyone right now at this time who desires prayer, we thank for the spirit of rest. To come upon him. He shall rest you not eat hard to call out, but he shall also experience life and do damage at 18. Amen. Amen. So we will already be there, so instead of trying to come back home and do all that, it's not going to work. Amen. So praise God. We just thank God for what he's said and done in this spot. And, you know, he's trying to do them a favor. Amen. So praise the Lord. Amen. All right. So we're going to go forth like this, and we're going to go from, let's see. Thank you, Lord, for the release. Thank you for the touch. Thank you for the mindset. Thank you for the renewing of your strength. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So be encouraged as we go forth. Amen. Just know that the Lord is already working on our behalf. So, amen. So we're going to definitely do that again. So I just wanted to make sure we bring it here for Mr. Trump. Amen. Amen. So. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. So, amen. All right, God bless you all. Have a good night. And just know that no matter what, you stand your ground, be that light on top of a hill which cannot be hid. God has called us to be a light, to be an example, to be role models, amen, for those who don't know God, for those who are rebuilding with God. Because some people have fallen away. Some people have gotten off track. But the bottom line is God has placed us in the place of authority to have power, to use the power to get results. He's never placed us with power to make us powerless. He's always placed us powerful to be results. Amen. And so this is why we start hesitant, but this is not the time of season to hold back from God. This is not the time of season to start second against ourselves and God. This is the time that we need to make a choice and follow him and allow him to touch and move, set free and deliver. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, just want to encourage you all to just continue in this fight. Continue to go forward in the things of God. Continue to even be sharp when it comes down to one another. People should know that we love him because of the way we treat one another. So one another has its place differently. Amen. It has its place. I mean, we just have to be mindful of that, but it's a lot going on. Amen. Amen. So anyway, so in the meantime, thank God for each and every one. God bless you all. Have a great night. Thank you.